Show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight.
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am.
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hey, welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am so happy to be here with you and my co-host Magic Matt. Matt, say hi.
Hello, everyone. Hello, both of you. Thanks for listening.
Hello. Oh, just me right now. Just me.
No, I'm talking to both of our listeners. Not
oh, both
you.
Of our. Oh, very
not you
well.
And Todd.
Very well. Yeah. Good thinking. No, Todd is here too.
Why can't he say hi to me?
Well, because you screwed us out of a show last week.
Oh Lord.
Well, hi, Todd.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to not include you.
Let me tell you, Matt. I think you might recall. I think I told you this. How I found out we weren't doing a show last week. I believe.
Okay, now this story I have not heard. You just told me we weren't going to have one.
Well, maybe it wasn't you that I barked at. I may have given Todd crap. I don't remember for sure. I think I did, because I think the text message went something like this, and I don't really have it in front of me right now. Well, I might. No, you know what? I can get it in front of me. Give me one second here, because I've got to pull up my phone anyway for the first part of the show. So let's go back and look at my text exchanges lately with Todd Sheets. Okay, let me see here. Blah, blah, blah. I texted him on October 28th. Matt, what day was that? Was that a Monday?
The 28th?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I texted him last Monday at 1:40 p.m. in the afternoon. And that's approximately 48 hours before we do the show. Right?
Okay.
Right? Okay?
Right, right.
I texted him and I said, we still good for regular time this Wednesday? Okay. And Todd, in normal fashion, about 4 hours later, texts me back and says, Brother, my boy, he says, brother, if we could do it early, I can. Last week at the haunted house, and we're open every day. I got to be there at 6, or as he typed, got to be there R6. And I said, my text response was, I'm sure glad I checked with you. Like, at what point, Mr. Sheets, were you planning on telling me that you weren't going to be able to make this show at regular time? What planet were you on?
I was in a different time zone, actually, in my mind.
Yeah.
It was horrible, man.
Thanks for that. It was terrible.
Terrible.
It was so horrible. So horrible. And things get worse because, you know, Todd Sheets, master of excuses, you know, today he was, I text him, you coming? No response. Text him, hello? Text him, response. No response, no response. Finally, on my way, like three texts, on my way. And I'm like, don't tell me you're caught in traffic, right? Because that's always the excuse, you know. He's caught in traffic. And he says, no, it's worse than that. He claims that he had another death in the family. Matt?
Should we take a moment of silence?
We should take a moment of silence. What was his name, Todd?
Shrinky Dink. It was a girl. Named that way because she never fully got, like, big like other mice. She stayed very small.
Let's all have a moment of silence for Shrinky Dink. Shrinky Dink, we hardly knew you.
I knew her pretty well.
I bet Todd knew her very, very well.
3 years, man.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Three years?
Yeah, I kept her going for 3 years. It sucked. I didn't know she was even going to pass today.
It's not the same without the music, so.
What is the average mouse in a house lifespan?
Well... you know, they're, you know, like pet mice. That's what I've got, are about a year and a half to two and a half, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's kind of an old lady mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like an old hag.
So she lived a good life. We should be celebrating Shrinky Dink.
Yeah. We should celebrate Shrinky Dink's life right now. Now, Todd, I did ask you for one thing. I don't see it. For a minute, I thought you might have had a box with you. I did say that I needed to have proof that this actually happened. Did you bring proof of Shrinky Dink? Remember Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when he didn't believe that Ferris Bueller's, grandma or grandpa or whatever died?
Yeah.
You just roll her old bones over here. It's George Peterson, line three. Or whatever it was, not George Peterson. Was it Peterson? Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't Ferris's. It was his girlfriend's grandma or whatever it was. Yeah. That's Sloan.
That's it.
Sloan. What was Sloan's last name? Sloan.
I don't know.
I can't remember either. You might want to look that up.
I will.
Yeah, look that up.
Let me check that.
Sloan.
I'll do that right now.
Because it was Abe Froman, the Sausage King. Is that right? Abe Froman. Tell me, Todd, please, you know this movie. And then it was Sloan. Was it Sloan
Peterson?
It was Sloan Peterson. Sloan Peterson. Yes.
Yep.
This is George Peterson. Sloan Peterson's. Yeah. Something like that. Why'd you hit me?
You
I didn't hit you. I lightly slapped you. You hit me. I don't know why I know all that crap. I don't know what my problem is. Crazy. Now, I'm going to start a new thing. You know, I've been bringing my iPod in here. Kind of get the show going with music like we do sometimes. Now, Matt, first game we're going to play today is Who Sings This Song? Yeah. Shrinky Dink. Who sings this song?
That is Linda Ronstadt.
OMG. How did you do that?
Did I get that right?
How did you do that?
Yes.
I was waiting.
Hey, Brad, I'm smarter about this than I get credit for on this show.
I was waiting for you to say Neil Young.
I get one through one Neil Young answer out there, and I can't live it down.
How did you do this? Seriously?
Yeah, I got that one.
Brad, this takes
me back to the old AM studio days.
That is true.
Listening to some vinyl before we went on the air.
That is true.
Or during Twins games.
That's right. You know, Linda Ronstadt's not in good health. She's got some issues in her throat now. I'm not really sure what it is. Something going on with her voice. She can't sing anymore or something. I don't know what
I heard about
is.
That.
And then also, too, here's another trivia question for you about Linda Ronstadt, and we're going to see if you can answer the question without Googling it, and then if you can't answer the question, we're going to see if Todd Sheets can answer the question. There's a very, very famous band who's still touring today who actually got their start as the backup band to Linda Ronstadt. Can you tell us who that is?
Wow. No, but I'm dying to hear the answer.
Okay, Todd Sheets, do you know who that is?
Backup band.
Original backup band, or at least an original backup band to Linda Ronstadt. How they got their start.
Little River Band.
No, but a good guess. It was the Eagles.
That's right.
Yes, and you can look that up if you'd like to, if you don't believe me.
I believe you.
Go ahead and look it up if you want. No, go ahead. No, it's okay. You don't have to. Believe me. Believe me. I know what I'm talking about. Believe me. Hey, we're good. You're not good. We're good. I don't know. We're doing a show this week. That's all that matters. We're really sorry about Shrinky Dink, but we're here to do a show. Lots of things on our mind, and we're about to get to the good part here. Let's see. Baby, you're no good. I always imagined that, like, En Vogue would cover this song, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Todd Sheets, you do probably have one more announcement you'd like to make to the Westmore Nation, although none of them live even in this country. Would you like to tell them about our special events that are coming up in December?
December 6th, the big premiere red carpet of House of Forbidden Secrets, 7 p.m. Alamo Drafthouse, Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I expect anyone that does live nearby to get their butts there and cheer on Westmar.
Yeah, woo!
He's also going to be doing a Q&A panel.
Yeah, allegedly. Nobody's going to ask me any questions, though.
It'll be good. I'll ask him some questions.
that you can do, yeah.
And then the 14th, December 14th, just about a week later, we're going to be doing a fantastic screening of the classic, soon-to-be classic, High 8, including Brad Westmar and Nicole Santarella, in the segment known as The Request.
Yes.
Which I am very, very proud of, by the way.
Yes, yes, I'm looking forward to that as well, and I really enjoyed that. Now, Matt, you've been looking so forward to House of Forbidden Secrets. Really looking forward to having you here for that. Wait.
I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for like a year to see this movie, and I was planning on going to the big premiere.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
by the way, you on the weekend.
You and a lot of people have been waiting a year, by the way. You know what I mean?
That's what I hear.
But indoor soccer takes precedent, I guess, huh?
My daughter has an indoor soccer tournament in Sioux Falls.
Okay.
I can't miss it.
I understand.
So
maybe
I'll
next
have
time.
To catch it on Netflix or something.
There you go. Hey, another game I think we'll start playing here on the show when we decide we can record a show, when we are able to schedule it, is I will continue to bring my iPod in, and I'll play the game. You know, I've got that old iPod, that click wheel thing, where I can spin and spin and spin with my finger, see? So I'm going to do a bunch of spinning, and we're going to tell Matt. Matt's going to tell me when to stop, and when he tells me to stop, we're going to play a song from whatever artist it stops on.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And knowing you, I'm sure there's quite a variety on that iPod.
Oh, it's a ridiculous.
A lot of stuff.
In fact, let's just go ahead and give it a test right now. Let me run out to Linda Ronstadt here. And then I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to go into the artist here. And I'm going through, and I'm clicking, I'm going back and forth. Now, seriously, I mean, I'm going all over the place, so you can wait forever to tell me to stop. It's whenever you tell me to stop, I'm going to stop.
Stop. Now.
Oh, very nice. I'm not going to tell you. Go ahead and go into here. Oops, I don't want that. I've got the perfect song for this. Nope, that's not it. Bear with me. I'm getting there. What the? I don't have it.
Still working out a few kinks.
Exactly. It's a new segment, folks. It's a new segment. Here we go. This is going to make somebody happy out there in the listening audience. Here we go. This is the artist you picked. Here we go. Yeah. You know who likes this song, don't you?
Jared.
Nope. For what? Jared is an REM fan, but I think everybody in the world that likes anything about REM hates this song. This is Dino Dan's REM song. Yeah. And I posted it, of course.
Seriously?
Yeah, Dino Dan
this
likes
song
this song.
Sucks.
I
of course
you
did.
It's awful. What kind of a fruitcake likes this song? What is wrong? What is wrong
you
with this?
You just alienated 50% of our audience.
I know. That's true. Shame on me. Shame on me. But that's how it's going to work. That's how it's going to work from now on. So get ready for that next week. We'll let you choose blindly what our opening song is. I could just do the songs, but I feel this way, if we just stop on an artist, at least this gives us some chance of having it be something that's decent, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like that. That's a good idea.
Ah, you know, every once in a while I come up with that. You know, even the early bird gets the nut, or however that goes.
That'd be a fun road trip game.
That would be.
And I ever take a cross-country road trip, we're going to do that the whole time.
That would be fun.
Yes.
It's song and artist, Matt. Go! Because I'd probably have a hard time with half of them on my iPod, so I'm not kidding you. Hey, Magic Matt Football, look. A few things. It's funny you didn't get to see the notes this week, so you're going to be driving blind. I got to thinking, and we probably talked about this before, but I'll be damned if I had the Huskers game last week on DVR, and I was watching it, and I was like stopping. I had to go back to it, and I was doing some things, and I came back. And usually I'm smart enough to at least put a little bit more time on the DVR for a football game.
Oh, no.
Okay? So, yeah, make a long story short, I had it set for 3.5 hours, and guess what? It wasn't long enough, so I missed the end, the Hail Mary that won the game. Yeah.
No.
So I caught it on the internet later. Not a big deal, but it would have been, honestly, by that point, I would have given up like the rest of the Memorial Stadium at that point. You know?
Right.
So it would have been a shock, but it is what it is. But my point is, really, football games, we've talked about before about the replays. It's not just replays, though, that are extending football games. They've just gotten so ridiculously. There is no reason for a professional sport game to last close to 4 hours. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, there was the other night, the Green Bay and Chicago game on Monday night. Chicago was burning, I think it was Chicago, or it was Green Bay burning timeouts at the end of the game to stop the clock. And They went to a commercial between every one. Every single one. And this is like a minute left in the game.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm to a point now where I really don't mind, especially with Husker games at this point, to just go ahead and DVR it and get and fall behind and just go ahead and watch every play and not listen to anything and just watch the play, hit the 30-second button, watch the play, hit the 30-second button, watch the play. You know what I mean? And just do that because you can get through a game a hell of a lot faster that way. But think about it for a minute. Okay, here you've got 60 minutes worth of game time. You've got 60 minutes worth of game time. And think about this. Between each play, depending upon whether it's an NFL game, okay, or it's a college game, you've got, what, 25 or, what, 40 seconds? Is that what it is?
Yeah, between.
So think about how many plays are run and the average length of each play. I mean, the amount of action is easily less than 60 minutes. Easily. And it's just, it's amazing how they can drag this thing. It's what used to be a sport is no longer a sport. Let's be honest. Yeah. You know,
I made the comments recently about baseball and about soccer because, and hockey to a certain extent, but mainly baseball and soccer because those two games are built. It's still about the sport if you watch one on TV. Baseball, obviously, they don't break in the middle of an inning for a commercial.
Right.
And if you watch a soccer game, like I watched the Sporting KC game the other night, and it was, you know, you start it up, you're going to get 45 minutes worth of action right till halftime. I mean, no commercials, no breaks, nothing.
That's true.
It's still about the game.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. And but it's never going to get back to that or anything like that anymore in America when it comes to and honestly, soccer is probably doomed eventually. I mean, it depends upon how this popularity continues in the U.S. But
yeah, I think they'll be okay.
Well, I hope so for their sake. I mean, especially indoor soccer in December. Hopefully, you don't have any TV timeouts for your daughter. But
no, it goes rather quickly.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on with your buddy Jonathan Martin? I'm reading something every day. For those that are not big NFL American football fans, because most of you are, you know, in Scotland or Great Britain. Or wait, is Great Britain Scotland? Is that the same thing? How do you?
Isn't that the same?
I don't know. Scotland or England?
United Kingdom.
UK.
Yeah.
UK. Tell people what's going on with this guy. We got a gigantic black man crying uncle. Is that pretty much what this is all about?
Yeah. Yeah. He's basically left the Dolphins because he got picked on by Richie Incognito, former Husker, who's the classic jerk. You know, going back to his days as a Husker. I mean, it's no surprise that he was involved. But at the same time, Jonathan Martin's bigger. He's a bigger guy than Incognito, but he continued to take the teasing until he just finally cracked and left the team. And not only did he leave the team, he, like, told on everybody.
Yeah. And today I'm reading, too, and I'm sure you've seen this. Today I'm reading, it may have been in the Miami Herald, that a number of black players, because Jonathan Martin's black, Richie Incognito is white, and a farm boy at hand, that Richie Incognito was known by multiple black players to be a honorary black person. So there were black players on Miami that actually thought of Richie as being a black guy more than they thought of Jonathan Martin being black, which just makes absolutely no sense to me at all. Yeah, I just read that today. Yeah.
I did see the headline that said, because one of the texts that they have in hand, I don't know how serious he was. Honestly, I don't think the text reads poorly, but I doubt he was serious in the things he said because there are so many players coming to his defense in the locker room, and you know, they were racist in nature, but a lot of players have come out now and said that, you know, he's not a racist. So I think it was really, he's just not a very smart guy, and smart, you know, guys that aren't smart and bullies, and they start to say things like that, and they get a little bit of power like he did in the locker room, that just doesn't come out well. It doesn't come out very intelligently.
Yeah. And it's funny too, because the talking heads here in town, I heard a few of them trying to make like it was some big deal and like, oh, it was so serious and all this stuff. So at this point, it's kind of going back away from that.
Yeah,
I think.
The media is trying really, really hard to make this year's Bounty Gate.
Yes,
is what it is, and they're trying really hard. And I'm sure it'll result in some changes among the locker rooms in the league. But what kills me too, what's so funny about this is that they're interviewing all these other teams and all these former players, and they're all like, oh no, that never went on when I was there. That doesn't go on in our locker room. No.
Of course.
Like, yeah, come on. Honestly.
Yep. Just like the bounty stuff. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and they're trying to, you know, they're trying to their best to make it a big, huge, sweeping problem, but, you know, it's just a couple of guys being stupid, and, you know, really everybody's at fault with it, but
I don't know. Doesn't sound like it's anything, unusual in the NFL for a rookie to get hazed a little bit, you know?
Well, yeah, and he's a second-year player now, and if anybody should be filing a complaint, it should be Ryan Tannehill against Martin. Because he's such a turnstile when he's in there. He's about gotten Tannehill killed over the last 2 years.
Has he gotten sacked 40 times already this season or something like that?
He's awful. He's just a terrible player. So he left the team. I'm like, well, whatever. It can't be any worse.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, we're in the headlines. Good to be in the headlines.
I was going to say, you know, it's funny. I mean, it kind of brings the Dolphins to the headlines. You're right, because I'm sitting there on the elliptical the other day at the gym, and I'm like kind of squinting at the TV trying to see who that was. And I was like, I'll be damned. I totally forgot that Regis Philbin's brother was your head coach. Totally forgot that. I mean, we talked about it before, and it's like the Dolphins just aren't on my radar. And it's like, I mean, you know, look, no offense, but these days I don't watch a heck of a lot of NFL football unless it's the Cowboys, the Chiefs, or the Huskers. So if another team is playing, like if it's your team, like I'll turn the TV on and I'll go, the Dolphins are winning. Cool. Oh, their uniforms, they do look good. Flip. You know, it's like I just don't watch a lot of football anymore. But I totally forgot Regis's brother was your. Is this his first year or second year? Second year, right?
That's his second year.
Yeah, he drafted Tannehill. Tannehill.
Yes, he did.
Okay,
he was part of the crew that did that. So
yeah, we'll see.
You know, at least they're not talking about the Patriots.
He also drafted Jonathan Martin.
He sure did.
All right, let's change subjects real quick. We talk about this this one every week, but I just finished the episode today, and I almost saw a spoiler online. It said, behind the scenes or something on Walking Dead twist or something like that. And I'm like waiting for the twist. Now, have you seen this episode? I'm guessing you've seen the episode.
I'm caught up. So
okay, so you're okay. Good. So have I. So Walking Dead spoiler alert. Watch out. The twist. I still don't know about what's going on. I thought you said there was supposed to be more action. Nothing yet.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. Last week's episode was kind of slow.
Yeah. Well, and this week's was. I mean, I'll admit I like it when they go exploring. It's great when you got two sets of people going off exploring, but nothing happened. And I'll tell you something else, something better happened with the missing dude. Okay, when they found that guy, the hey, catch this fruit you know, and this girl, and then the girl apparently gets eaten by some walkers, and the dude's missing, and they can't find him, and he's got Rick's watch, and he never shows up. Something's got to happen with that. Something's got to come back with that, number one, because otherwise that was just dumb. It just didn't make any sense. I don't understand what's going on with this show anymore. Too much sensitivity. Then we let Carol go off on her own. Really, Rick? Really? Really? The only mother you've got over there, you're going to let... What? What's going on with the show, man? Help me!
She would have been killed. I think he did it to... I watched The Talking Dead afterwards, and everybody on the show was convinced that it was some sort of a power struggle. She was getting too much power, and that's part of the reason he let her go. But I think he let her go because he knows that she would have been killed had she come back.
Well, only if somebody told them. Only if somebody told him.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, so I don't know. And I think I did hear an interview with Andrew Lincoln, and he said that basically it's his character's way of protecting his kids. You know, here's this woman that's absolutely ruthless at this point, and he can't trust her around his kids. So it all comes back down to that. For him,
yeah. I mean, I guess I can see that. I mean,
I understand it, but the frustrating thing about it's a good show, and I usually the slower episodes at the beginning of the series kind of got to me, but this one was slow. But I really kind of enjoyed it, the backstories and some of the stuff that went on.
I didn't hate it. I'm just like, there's a part of me sometimes that watches it and goes, "Are you really trying that hard to be Breaking Bad. But because, you know, Breaking Bad, when even the slow episodes meant something to you. I mean, you'd be like, yeah, that was kind of slow, but I'll tell you what, it all meant something in the end. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you look back.
That was so well thought out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And some of these episodes, it's like, okay, we're now three seasons after Carol's husband is killed, and we're talking about him now. And it's like, I mean, I get it, but I just don't. Just it doesn't seem like much is. Something's gonna give here pretty soon on this freaking show. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Something's gonna happen.
Something big's about to happen. But you know, you mentioned the slower episodes and that, and I know you haven't started it yet. But once you start Sons of Anarchy, you will understand how slow, you truly appreciate how slow The Walking Dead can be and how slow Breaking Bad was at times, too. Because this is a show that is foot on the gas every single episode.
I got to start it. It's not something for my wife to watch, though, is it?
You know, I thought the same thing about Stacy. She never watched Breaking Bad, but I started this show without her, and about three, four episodes in, she started watching it with me, and she's been hooked ever since.
Okay, good, because once we get through season four of Dexter, which we just began a couple of days ago, we're going to need to go something else until my friend finally sends me five and six on Dexter. So, all right, Sons of Anarchy it is. Cool.
Yes.
Cool. A couple more things before we take a break. Just kind of some side notes that I've been taking. You know, I'm annoyed by little things sometimes, and shocking, I know. And I even tweeted this one recently. There is a phrase that I will not miss when it goes away. And maybe you don't agree, and that's fine. You don't have to agree with me. But the phrase is, quote, I know, right? Question, or quote, I know, right? I mean, you never hear me say, I know, right? I never have ever said that. But there are so many people that say, I know, right? All it means is, I agree. You know, right?
Right.
I know, right? Well, where did that come from? Anybody? I know, right? Todd, have you ever heard anybody say? Yeah, Matt, please.
That is the weirdest pet peeve you have.
Well,
that's just conversation, Brad.
I know, right?
It's not like bro. It's not like they're broing you or something.
Well, I mean, but what's the difference? There's nothing harmful about bro.
But bros, I can see the annoyance with bro. Bro.
Todd likes to call everybody bro.
You're right, bro.
Bro.
Brother.
Bro. Holmes. Jackson. All right, what about this one? This is another one, again, that I'm sure a lot of people use. And I will call my daughter this occasionally, but it's more of a pet name. And it's not even a pet name. It's just occasionally I'll just say it. But we were one day watching the news on the weekend, and the weather gal and the news gal, both, you know, young ladies in their early 30s or late 20s, were talking about Halloween, if I remember correctly. And they continuously referred to the children as kiddos.
I knew you were going to say that one.
Yeah. And in my justification, I mean, it's okay one time, but when you use it as a crutch to refer to somebody's children or kids over and they kept repeating it over and over and over again, it becomes annoying. It's just, you know, and the only time I ever say kiddo is when I call my daughter kiddo. Hey, kiddo, come over here. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't refer to people's children as kiddos. Yeah, yeah. I just don't. I mean, do you agree with that one or not?
I agree with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
There seems to be some sort of this uproar about this particular word. You see it all the time. I don't know where it's come from or how it started, but I hear it all the time now, and I was just thinking the same thing. I almost could have cut you off.
That's
before
funny.
You even said it.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you agree with that one. See? But I don't understand, but I feel the same way about I know, right? Because I don't know where that came from. I do not know, but suddenly here, just a year or two ago, it's just everywhere. And it's everywhere. And for me, it seems like you're hip if you say I know, right. And if you don't say you're hip, you're a square like me, because I don't say I know right. You know? I've never heard you say I know, right.
I don't think I have, but no. Now I'm going to be really self-conscious about it.
I don't think you've said it. It's almost like because I hear it a lot from people in their late 20s, early 30s, and then when I do hear it from somebody in their 40s, I'm like, seriously, you're trying too hard. Just don't. Don't. It's like 40-year-old women wearing, you know, the sequin jeans and trying to look 19. Just stop. Stop now. Stop. Don't. You're still 44. Stop. You know? I don't know. It's...
You are just getting to be such a cranky old man.
It is a little bit concerning for me that eventually I'm going to be that old man, because I'm already the guy that doesn't understand today's music. You know, I don't know what's going on out there with that stuff, man. I mean, you probably hear more of it. You got that daughter that's right at that age where you're, but she also,
oh man.
But she also has a good upbringing. She probably isn't listening to too much stuff that's making your eyebrows singe or anything like that.
Oh, when they get together, though, when her and her friends get together, like her soccer friends especially, and it's everywhere you go, it's got to be like here in town, it's KISS FM 107.1.
Oh, no.
Or down in Omaha, I think it's 94.1. Mm-hmm. And it's the same stuff. It's like Selena Gomez and Katy Perry and somebody else. I'm happy when I hear One Direction. Let's put it that way.
I mean, whatever happened to music when it was pure? It's just not pure anymore. There's no songs like Jolene, whether they're fast or slow. Oops, I just stopped it. That was not on purpose. I'll be
there are songs like that out there, but radio doesn't play them.
Yeah. No, they don't. They don't. I
just shit my nightie.
My bad. But screw that song up. Look, let's take a break. When we come back, I promised this a couple of weeks ago. Matt, we're going to play craft brewery or indie band. I told you I only got like 4 out of 10 right, so I'm very curious to find out how you and Todd do on this. So let's take the break and come back, and we'll do that. Okay, Todd, you ready?
I'm ready.
We'll be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
We now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Matt and I, we only get like a few minutes to talk off mic, so we were just talking about Dexter on the
Yes.
air. Yes.
And you are smack in the middle of the best season of Dexter.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. It's been a little slow, but I have no complaints. I know it's all build up, and I'm not complaining. Not complaining at all. Hey, let's play the game again. I'm swinging around on my iPod. You tell me when you want me to stop, and we'll stop. Just tell me whenever. We can take your time. We let me go around. Spin.
Stop.
Oh, my God. You just did it. Nice. This kind of stuff can happen, folks. Don't ask me why this is on my iPod. but it is. Here we go. I'm going to have to play this whole thing. Let me know when you know it. Play all 6.5 minutes of it. They probably even know this one in Britain.
Spear of the World?
Yes, it is. Are you ready?
Yes. I haven't heard this forever.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen. Written by Michael Jackson. Yes. There comes the time, Lionel Richie. When we heed a certain. Do you know all the singers? When
the world. I could try.
I can't remember who's singing the harmony there.
I know. There are people
dying. Who's that? Oh, when it's time to lend a hand. I don't know.
Is that a DeBarge?
Well, that could be. The greatest gift of all. My favorite parts are coming up. We can't go on. Is that Kenny Rogers? Pretending day
by day. Oh, yeah. Right?
I think so. I think that's Jeffrey Ingram right there. I don't know. That's Tina Turnip. There. God's great big family. And the truth. You know love is all we need. This is Michael Jackson. Yay. Todd's favorite song of the year. 1985. Or 86. Or whatever it was. That's Diana Ross. She's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
It's Donna Summer that's dead. Yeah. Yeah. All right, this is where it gets really good. Indistinguishable voices coming up. By the way, I like Band-Aid better than this. All right. Oh, it's Dionne Seward Warwick. I think. Isn't it? Yeah. And Willie Nelson singing harmony. Stronger and free. There he is. By the way, nice pick, Matt. Nice job.
Thank you. Classic.
Who's this guy? Kenny Loggins. Now gotta cut loose. Oh. Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Steve Perry from Journey.
Oh, yeah.
And Daryl Hall.
Just Hall, no Oates?
Yeah. There's Michael Jackson. Here's my favorite part. Huey Lewis. And Cyndi Lauper.
Love Huey Lewis.
Okay, I've had enough. You see, folks, this is what can happen on iPod Roulette.
That's it? That's all we get?
Oh, come on, dude. You want to sing with the crowd? This is the kind of stuff, Todd. Todd should get all those people together and do a song like this for charity. Of course, Todd would be the charity, but...
I bet Brian David could pull this off.
Oh, I'll bet he could. No doubt.
We are the weird. We are the freak shows.
Nice. Nice. Very good. Well, more of that down the road. Hey, take away my echo, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Todd, you want to play the game too?
Sure.
Here we go. Here we go. We're going to let Matt answer first because we'll just bounce around, I guess. All right, here we go. It's very simple. You tell me if this is a craft beer or a craft brewery, I should say, or an indie band, an actual band. Okay. Dungeness. Dungeonesse. I think it's Dungeness, not Dungeness. Dungeness. Is that a craft brewery or an indie band, Matt?
That is a craft brewery.
You think it's a craft brewery? What do you think, Todd?
Craft brewery.
Boy, you guys suck. There's one down. It's actually Dungeness is a collaborative group out of Baltimore. Yes. So how about this one?
Why would we want to listen to a band called that?
I don't know. Actually, this is a little bit different. Let me start over again. First of all, I'm going to ask you another question, and then we're going to do this properly. I didn't read this correctly. Tell me this one, guys. Is Devil's Backbone, is that a brewery? Or is that An indie band.
Indie band.
He gets an indie band. Okay, that's okay. Your turn there, Matt.
He answered that really quickly, so I'm going to agree with him.
You can agree with him? Boy, you guys really just not going well. Devil's Backbone is a Virginia-based craft brewery. Yes. Now, yeah, I'm going to keep doing them this way. This is probably the best way. It's going to be more than 10. It's going to be like 20, but I think this will be a lot more fun this way. So how about the Alchemist? Is that a indie band or a craft brewery or craft beer? One or the other, but...
That's a band.
I think that's a band. Okay, what do you think, Todd?
I think I was right on the Devil's Backbone because I have a CD from them.
We're going to get credit for that, Brad.
We
deserve credit.
No.
You can even look it up on YouTube.
I don't care. Look it up. Is Devil's Backbone a brewery?
It is, but it's also a band, so we should both get credit.
Answer the question.
Give me the question again.
Jesus. The Alchemist. The Alchemist. Is that a craft beer or brewery or an indie band?
Let's go with a beer.
You think it's a beer? Todd, you got one right. The Alchemist, and Matt got it wrong. The Alchemist is a craft beer based in Vermont. Now, how about The Joy Formidable? Is that an indie band or a craft brewery or beer? Matt?
Band. I don't know.
Okay. What do you think, Todd?
It is a band.
Very good, both of you. That's correct. The Joy Formidable is a band. It's a Welsh alt rock band. Okay. How about Three Floyds? Is Three Floyds a brewery or beer, microbrewery or beer, craft beer, craft brewery, or is Three Floyds a band, Todd?
I'm going to have to go with probably, God, that's a hard one.
It is.
Three Floyds, gosh. I want to say band, but I'm afraid to. Let's go with a beer or brewery, one of those.
Okay, what do you think, Matt?
I am going to say band.
Well, Matt, again, you're not doing too well, because Three Floyds is an American microbrewery founded by Nick Simon and Mike Floyd. Good job, Todd. Have you got one right at all yet there, Matt? No.
Yes, he did.
Did you?
Oh, I got one right.
You did.
The Devil's Backbone.
That's right. I don't think you've gotten any right, have you?
The last one before.
Okay, all right.
No, the one after that.
All right. What about?
What was the one, the one before?
The Alchemist? Floyd. The Joy Formidable? That was a band. I think you said beer, didn't you? Maybe you said band. I don't remember now.
No, I got that one right.
All right. What about Oscar Blues?
That's the one I got.
What about Oscar Blues, Matt? Is that a brewery or beer, or is that a band?
Man.
Beer.
You say beer? Okay, what do you say, Todd?
I say beer.
You're right. Oscar Blues is a Colorado craft brewery. I believe it's in Longmont, Colorado. I've not been there yet. Let's do another one here. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. I do believe this is another question. Tell me about Bear Republic. Is Bear Republic, is that a brewery or a band, Todd?
I think it's a band.
What do you think, Matt?
Band.
Band it is. Pretty sure, anyway. You might want to look that one up, but I'm pretty sure it is. Let's see here. What about Green Flash? Is that a band, Matt? Or is Green Flash a beer?
That is also a beer.
Okay, what do you think, Todd?
I'm going to go with beer.
You're right. Green Flash is a beer. What about...
I'm rolling.
You are. It's California Craft Brewery. What about Mudhoney, Todd? Is Mudhoney a beer or a band?
It's a band named after a Russ Meyer film.
Wow, that's a lot of information. What do you think, Matt?
That is exactly what I was going to say.
Sure it is. That Mudhoney is a Seattle grunge band. Very well. How about Why Oak? W-Y-E Oak. Is Why Oak a beer or a band, Matt?
Oh, that's a beer.
You think that's a beer. What do you think, Todd?
I'd go with a beer.
I'm sorry, but you're both wrong. Why Oak is a Baltimore musical duo. Yes.
Why? And Why Oak?
Let's go back, by the way. When I said Bear Republic earlier, Bear Republic is... You guys were wrong. Bear Republic is a brewery. I screwed that one up. Bear Republic is a California craft beer business.
We'll give you that one as long as you give us back our devil backbone.
Fine. Take the devil's backbone and break it. Whatever. Who cares? Let's see here.
It's also a film by Guillermo del Toro, which is what influenced the name of the band.
Thank God we've got you here to tell us meaningless information. Thank you. How about Wynkoop? Is Wynkoop a band? It's spelled W-Y-N-K-O-O-P. O-O-P. Mm. Wynkoop. Is that a band or a brewery, Matt?
That is a band. I'm 100% sure.
Really? Okay. What do you think, Todd?
I think it's a booze.
Todd, I'm sorry, Matt. I don't know what planet you're on, but Todd is right. Wynkoop is another Colorado craft brewery, apparently. Yes.
Oh. Well, you know, sometimes I try to give my answer confidently enough.
You can fool him. This is very Hollywood Squares of you. You're trying to fool Todd. That's great.
Yes.
It's good. let's see here. And like I said, don't feel bad. I didn't get very many of these right when I did it either. What about medicine? Is that a craft beer or a band, Todd?
God, it's probably both. But I'm going to go with band on this one.
What do you think, Matt?
Well, I need to know, is it good or bad medicine?
Oh, my God. You know,
your love is like bad medicine.
Not even funny. It's whatever you want it to be.
All right. Let's do band.
You guys are both right. Medicine is an American alt-rock band. Very good. What about Heavy Seas? Is Heavy Seas a band, Todd, or a brewery or beer?
Oh, man. That sounds like...
Heavy Seas.
Probably it's probably some kind of beer, and they like do some kind of stupid thing with a bunch of fat guys in a boat.
Maybe they have a song called "Now That We Found Love," Heavy Seas and the Boys. Just kidding. So you think it's going to be a beer?
Yes.
What do you think, Matt?
Is it seas as in like S-E-A-S?
That is correct. Heavy Seas? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go beer.
You guys are right. Heavy Seas is a Baltimore-based craft brewery. How about Widow's Peak? Is Widow's Peak a band or a beer, Matt?
That is a band.
What do you think, Todd?
I know Widow's Peak is a band. I just don't know if it's also a beer, so I'm going to go with band.
This guy. You guys are right. It's a band. Widow's Peak is a Brooklyn-based indie rock band. How about Lazy Magnolia? Is Lazy Magnolia a beer or a band, Todd?
It's a beer.
You think Lazy Magnolia is a beer. What do you think, Matt?
I envision them brewing some sort of wine-ish, berry-tasting beer that Dan would like. So I'm going to say beer.
I was just trying to slip an REM Shiny Happy People reference in there. But you guys are both right. It's a Mississippi craft brewery. How about Jester King? Is Jester King, Matt, a band or a beer?
That's too awesome of a name not to be a band.
Okay. What do you think there, Toddler?
Well, I think it's probably a beer, even though I think there was at least a black metal album named that.
Just stop it. Which is the answer?
Let's go with beer on this one.
You're going to go with beer. Todd? You're correct. It actually is a beer, Matt. A Texas craft beer. Yes, yes. How about, how many more do we have here? Just one? Let me see here. I got two more. Two more. Two more. How about Polvo? P-O-L-V-O. Is that a band or a beer, Todd?
Golly, man. What the hell?
Polvo. P-O-L-V-O.
P-O-L-V-O.
Yeah.
I think it's a band. It's a too stupid a name for beer.
What do you think, Matt?
No, that's a Utah brewing company.
It's a Utah brewing Polvo. I like that, but I'm sorry, you're wrong. Todd is right. It is an indie rock, a noise rock band from Chapel Hill. Yes.
What exactly is noise rock?
They use like a lot of pots and pans and stuff like
that's what
that.
I'm wondering.
Yeah. Juice harps and washboards and stuff like that. Yeah. That's great.
There you go.
I got one. Do I have one more here? I said Jester King. We said Lazy Magnolia. We said Widow's Peak and Heavy Seas. Polvo. That's it, guys.
Wow.
That's it. Oh, wait, no. Did I do Buffalo Tom?
Buffalo Tom.
Buffalo Tom. Buffalo Matt. Matt, is Buffalo Tom a beer? This is the last one. Buffalo Tom a beer or a band?
That's definitely 101% a band.
What do you think, Matt? Todd?
I'm thinking if Matt's that sure, I'm going to side with Matt on this one.
It is a band. Very good. It's an alt-rock band from, this it says Boston, B-O-S-T-O-M. The Boston Red Sox, who won the World Series. Yep. There you have it. That's it. We're done.
That was fun.
End of show. That's it.
That's it?
Got nothing else. Well, I've got.
What do we do?
I've got some. Well, this is what happens when you come up short. You know, what do you do?
Well, you didn't send me a syllabus this week, so.
No, I know, and I apologize for that. I. By the way, I'm going to be on. This is something for you. I'm going to be on next Monday night live from 7 to 10, right here on Jackalope Radio, as well as at BigDumbFunShow.com. I'm going to be guest hosting Venkman's spot. I'm going to actually be on that show. Guest hosting from 7 to 10 this next Monday night. It's going to be interesting because they tried to get me on a while back and to do this, and the communication was so bad that nobody confirmed anything with me for months. What? Go ahead, talk to me. You have problems with them before too?
Dude, I got a phone call when I was sick last week, and they were like, "You're supposed to be here doing the show." I couldn't even speak hardly, and I said, "Really?" Well, I had spoken briefly with Gnerk at Chubby's, and we talked about the idea and how much fun it would be. And that's the last I'd heard of it. And this was back in, like, August or early September.
Wow.
So I had no idea that I was supposed to do it, or I would have, you know me, I would have figured something out, or I would have told him I couldn't do it. So I got this freaky message, and Jeff was kind of in a panic, and I was like, "Look, no one told me to be there."
Yeah.
And I would love to do it, and it'd be fun, but again, you got to let people know.
I love those guys, but their communication makes you look good, Todd. I mean, it's
wow.
Rough.
Bold
I had
statement.
I had, well, hey, I Monday for Wednesday, come on, you can let me know next time a little sooner. I'm just giving you crap. Like I said, thank God somebody around here communicates well.
Somewhere.
Talking about me, yeah. Anyway, I was supposed to do it, and then, like, I didn't hear about it. It was about the same time, Todd, like August, September, and, like, I'm literally on the elliptical at, like, 6 o'clock at night, and I did these messages from, like, during the day, which I don't check Facebook that much, and it's from Gnerk going, I'm sorry I didn't communicate. I still need you tonight. Can you? No, I'm sorry. It's not going to happen now. Sorry. So they got with me a few weeks later and said, "Hey, you know, want you to fill in, you know, yada, yada, yada." And I said, "Okay, all right." So, I set the date down on my calendar for next Monday. And I gotten a message on October 5th from Gnerk on Twitter. Okay. And it says that Venkman's going to be out Monday the 11th. Are you available to fill the man's microphone? I said, "Yes, I would." Yes, I basically said. So he said, "Cool, you're on. I'm looking, blah, 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 blah." I said he's going to do suggestions, yada, yada, yada. I said, "All right, great." So, you know, this week comes around, and it is, was the fourth Monday? Is that right, Matt? The fourth was Monday? I believe it.
Yes.
The other day? Yeah. So yes. I'm like, I started sending messages to them going, "Okay, we still on? What's going?" And I decided, you know, all right, they got to do their show Monday night. You know, they get back to me, right? I'm like, "No, nothing. Finally, I had to post something on Gnerk's wall and say, "Hey, dude, please answer." So I get this text message. Now, I don't know if anybody can decipher this. And I'm sorry, I don't listen to their show that much, but we're all busy. They don't listen to my show either. Let's be honest here, okay? I get this message that says, "Please arrive at 6 p.m.-ish," which is about an hour early, but that's fine because I'm going to need it. "Please arrive at 6 p.m.-ish," which before he said 6:30, but 6:30, whatever. I'll be there drunk. Don't worry about it. So guest topic ideas, email me at this email address, swagandc plus guest gangland, wire director, 8:30 p.m., cinema KC, ? I have no idea what any of that means, but you know what I sent back to him? Roger, Dodger. I have no idea what he's talking about. I plan to go in and wing this son of a bitch, because that's what I do. It's what I do. you know? And God bless them if I can actually get a word in edgewise, because as you know, that show goes way back with me, way back. And they've been known to not let one person take control of the show like you guys let me take control of my show. So doesn't it just work a lot better to have one guy in charge, Matt? Don't you like just like kind of just being there rather than having to do all the work?
Hello.
I would rather
hello.
The offensive coordinator than the head coach.
Than the head coach, you see.
Hello.
See? No, you're there. You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah.
I don't want to be in charge.
Yeah, so I'm busting their chops. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been there for a while. And I'm looking forward to filling the seat and seeing what happens. I'm just going to wing it. Have a good time. It'll be fun. And you guys can check it out, too, like I said, right here on Jackalope Radio. You guys are still airing them, right? When you guys have a stream, right, Todd?
Yeah, absolutely. When they actually pick up their stream.
Okay. I do have a few fun facts to drop on you before we end this show that I think you might appreciate. I pulled this sheet out a while back and read a few things, and I don't think I read these. Todd, my peepers are squinting. Can you turn the light on for me, please?
I'll do it.
Thank you, senor.
You're welcome.
Reproduction, Matt. Okay? Your teeth are growing at birth.
Yes.
Even though it takes months after you are born to see your teeth, they start growing about 6 months before you are born. You knew that, huh?
I knew that one.
Okay.
I was there while my wife was reading What to Expect When You're Expecting. So I knew that one.
We started reading that after the fact. Didn't go over well. What to expect after you've expected, or something like that. I don't know what that book was, but it didn't work well. But we caught up now, so we're okay. By the way, what's the deal? What's the deal with you go to parent-teacher conferences, and you go to your kids in kindergarten, and they make you sit in those chairs? What is that?
I know. That's annoying is what it is.
You can't get two adult chairs?
It's like they don't have any in the whole place.
Yeah, it's really strange. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. Babies are stronger than oxen. On a pound-for-pound basis, that is. For their size, babies are quite powerful and strong. Interesting.
I believe that. They're like little human ants.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes sense. Yeah. I guess you're right. Sure. Or little human...
That makes no sense.
Little mice. Yeah. Something like that.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Babies always have blue eyes when they are born. Melanin and exposure to ultraviolet light are needed to bring out the true color of baby's eyes. Until then, they all have blue eyes.
Knew it.
Yep. I think that's pretty well known. Yeah. Here's one you might like.
Yeah.
Here's one you might like. Women might be intrinsically bi.
Hello.
That's right. There are sex studies. Hello, friends. There are sex studies that indicate that women might bisexually intrinsically. Women might be bisexual intrinsically, no matter how they class themselves, while men are usually either gay or straight. Todd, which one are you?
Straight, thanks.
Okay. just making sure. Matt, you?
Oh, yeah. I think we all know.
Okay. You know me.
Straight, by the way, straight. I'm just going to say.
Okay, just making sure. You know me. I just kind of go, I'm asexual.
Gay.
Yeah, no, I'm not that. I'm
gay.
I am asexual. I'm just out for a good time. Well, you know why, right?
Because you can.
Yes!
I don't want to be another wave in the ocean.
Yeah.
I am a rock, not just
you've been waiting all show
all
long.
Show.
I know.
Yep.
I know you well enough.
I was on high alert.
You were.
Gosh, I love that song. My kids love that song, too, by the way. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you've told me a few times. Just unbelievable. Sickening. Disgusting. I have not listened to that album in months. I'm just telling you.
I've got our favorite song on my phone, so I run across that one quite often.
When I call you, is that what plays still?
No, ever since I got my iPhone, I haven't bothered with those ringers. I just go with the classic phone ringer.
Understood. I get kind of sick of them, too. Hey, one more for you here. Most men have regular erections while asleep. Every hour to hour and a half, sleeping men have the big E, though they may not be aware of it. I know that every time I get up and go to the bathroom, I've got one. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this right now? I call them push-ups. I had to push it down to pee. It's like, you know, because otherwise you just pee right in the freaking seat, right, you know, right in the back.
We should have ended the show
about two minutes ago. Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Well, the music's airing.
This is what happens when we don't have anything planned and we just turn you loose to kill time. That is a horrible, horrible mental picture.
Wait, I got two more. Quick, sex can be a pain reliever. Even though the, quote, headache excuse is often used to avoid sex, the truth is that intercourse can provide pain relief. Sex can also help you reduce stress. And finally, chocolate is better than sex. In some studies, women claim they would rather have chocolate than sex. But does it really cause the big O? Probably not on its own. There. How's that?
Finish strong, Brad. Finish strong.
Well, high note there. You got three things?
I do.
Well, give them to me because you can. Go ahead.
Number one, I'm just going to give you a quick spoiler alert about Sons of Anarchy.
Uh-oh.
You will get a new lesson in bro hugs on that show.
Oh, no. Okay.
Every episode, classic bro hugs.
Looking forward to it, bro.
Number two, I think I got a new slogan for the MLS.
What's that?
We were talking about soccer in that earlier.
Yeah.
How about watch soccer? There are no commercials.
It's probably a pretty good one. I like it. It works.
Good selling point, right?
Yeah.
And number three, my goal for the rest of the week is I'm going to start a band. I'm going to name it the Jester Kings.
I thought, you know, that's not, it's a lot better than Orphis. So.
It is. It really is.
And speaking of Orphis, you know, JJ does not know our schedule at all. He did call me and leave me a voicemail during the recording of the show. And now he's going to say, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't know what time you recorded. It's okay. It's okay.
That's the new Budweiser Blacks talking or whatever it's called.
The black, what's that? Black.
What was it? What is the new black Budweiser called?
He drinks 55 Select. It's like 55 calories. It tastes like water.
Goodness. You watching his figure?
Yes. I think he is. You got to go back and watch those episodes of the Craft Brew Crew with him on them. Have you seen those yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah,
especially the one where he looks like...
I know. Like, child molester. I know.
From Dateline. I know. Dateline NBC did it or something.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. Exactly. Exactly. Hey.
Hey, Colorado.
I'm so excited. I'm so glad we did this show. I'm so glad we got to 60 minutes. It's great.
I know. We have to soak it in. You just never know when it's going to disappear.
Todd, tell me to wrap it up. I got to wrap it up. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
We'll talk to you next week. Todd Sheets, our executive producer. I am Brad saying thank you and good night.